Please welcome Corporate Vice President, Consumer and Device Sales, Nick Parker.
Good afternoon, and thank you for coming. It's always fun to be back in Taiwan with so many friends and partners and customers. You know, I love Computex because it actually gives us a chance to look back on what we said we were going to do in the previous year and look forward to new opportunities and also to share some new news. And I'm very excited that we're going to be able to do that with my friends Matt and Anne and Peter in the next hour or so. So let's look back at last year by the numbers. What did it really mean to have an amazing year? Together, with all of your hard work, with all of our customers' thoughts and dreams, we had a great year. We had a great year. We sold over 245 million Windows 10 devices. We've now got nearly over 500 million active devices on Windows 10. There was 19% growth in premium PCs, and of course, we all know what that means with ASPs and customer value that we were able to drive. Very rich dialogue for our companies as well as for our customers. And with over 145 million Cortana users, we are really starting to see huge industry breakthrough in these capabilities that fuel so much of the device design and innovation that we do together. And of course, the phenomenal growth in gaming as a result of new technologies and capabilities that we bring together, but also your inspiring designs, incredibly innovative go-to-market campaigns, and great new capabilities that our customers are enjoying every day on those awesome gaming devices. And so that all accretes to our impact on the world. And our impact on the world, this is a world where there are over 1 billion people on Windows devices. Those are devices that are designed and inspired and thought and built by all of you. These are the labors of the hard work of your people, your designers, your engineers, your salespeople, your marketing people, in partnership with us. And this is the impact we have on our world together. And that leads me to say thank you. Thank you to all of you. Thank you to your partnership. Thank you for giving us that honest feedback. Thank you for the tough discussions we have about how to build our businesses together. Thank you for telling us where we need to be better. Thank you for telling us where we got it right. Thank you for partnering with us in these fast growth areas where we had to be agile in certain times of the year because customer demand was greater than we thought. Thank you for your agility as we worked through some challenging times in our industry. But thank all of you for that partnership. We are humbled by your commitment, and we continue in your humble service to take the feedback and to build our businesses together. So as we look forward about what we might be able to imagine we can do together in the next year and beyond, we start with our mission. We start with our mission to empower every person and every organization on the planet to achieve more. And this mission is in the context of how we see the world, our worldview. And we see the world of mobile first, cloud first, rapidly evolving to this new world of the intelligent cloud and the intelligent edge. And in a mobile first, cloud first world, we're talking about the mobility of the experience. But things are moving fast. We see this multi-device, multi-input world we call the intelligent edge. In my life, that may be my car, it may be my mobile device, it may be my PC, it may be my gaming console or my TV. This is my intelligent edge. It could be the IoT solutions I interact with in my life. It could be the IoT solutions I interact with in the manufacturing capabilities that you have. This is the intelligent edge, and bringing that security and power, the new user interfaces and capability, is this new world context. And of course, the way applications are now designed with infinite compute capability, infinite amounts of rich data where we pull that data and those applications all the way down to these intelligent, rich devices at the edge to give new capability, as well as apply that data to analytics and turn that into knowledge that can be consumed by these intelligent devices at the edge, giving us new ways and new businesses to develop as we really start to look at this as an end-to-end ecosystem where there is so much exciting new capability in this intelligent edge and this fabric of devices that we build together. And it's that worldview that fuels our ambitions. Our three ambitions. These are the platforms that we will build and develop so that you can build your businesses on top of them. Reinventing productivity and business processes, continuing to evolve and design more and more capability for the intelligent cloud, and of course, where we engage so deeply together as the core of what we do in Windows 10, the heart of more personal computing. It is the relationships we have together in building these devices and solutions that bring our ambitions to life. It is the things that we commit to together. It is the markets that we say we're going to enter and build and drive demand for that really are the true north of how we reach scale as an ecosystem, but also how we measure our success in our customers' and you, our partners' eyes. And that leads us to three commitments that I make to you and we make to you, which is what is our vision for growth as we partner with you? And really, this is where Matt and Anne and Peter are going to really make it concrete for you. And I'm just going to give you the high-level overview of what we commit. One is that we'll inspire customers, we'll create demand. Two is that we'll ensure that you have a thriving business, that you're able to partner with us on businesses that grow. You're able to grow your business, your profitability, reduce costs, or go after new opportunities because of how you partner with us. And finally, that we'll continue that relentless pursuit of innovation across all of our products and ambitions to give you that capability to build on top of, to differentiate and monetize your unique capability in the industry. So I'm going to go a little deeper on each one of these. Start off with inspiring customers. This is how we create demand. Now, of course, we have global scale demand engines and sales and marketing engines, as well as an incredibly valuable partner asset with our retail partners and our channel partners and our e-tail partners. But really, here's three examples of how we think about these experiences of inspiring customers and generating demand that you will build the device extensions to grow your business. In productivity, how we bring Inc. and Office together to give you new abilities to add richness to your device, to differentiate and monetize your unique innovation. Whether we start talking about how Skype can change productivity, because of course, productivity demand is equally important as at home or as it is at work. I want to make sure that I can scribble my notes on my OneNote capability on whichever device I'm using equally as efficiently at home as I do at work. And so we build up information, what we call the Microsoft Graph, that enables us to be very accurate so that you can actually continue to use your data wherever you are across any device. And that's a good example of how we continue to generate demand for these kinds of experiences on productivity across work and home that you can work with us on. Of course, our products such as Microsoft Teams or Skype also take that to the next level of how we get stuff done in a simple and natural way using new interfaces in our life. We had an incredibly successful event, thanks to many of you in New York, where we introduced our new Windows 10S product on phenomenal new education hardware from you, our partners, bringing new affordable hardware, ruggedized hardware for the educational environment with Windows 10S that shows this simple, secure, and high-performance operating system for education, combining that with Intune for Education, which is our teacher-ready management tool to manage those devices, as well as the Microsoft Education System, which is unique courseware from Microsoft to help drive education outcomes in the classroom with teacher-ready and school-ready use capabilities. That was a great event, combining the power of new hardware and the power of new software together to form a very, very brilliant experience. for people in learning experiences. But again, real demand generation, industry and globally impactful events. And finally, gaming. You know, this is an area where we see phenomenal investment from you and us, whether we talk about Xbox and Windows 10 and the power of those two brands coming together, playing Xbox titles across PC as well as Xbox, whether it's using your PC as DVR, whether it's the acquisition of Beam, now called Mixer, this ability to turn gamers into streamers, immediately be able to share your gameplay online. You know, this is a world where this year we ended up with more people watching online games than playing online games. So these technologies are critical when you start thinking about how you're building your gaming experiences and driving your gaming business growth. The next of the pillars is about thriving partners. That means you and our commitment to helping you grow your business, grow your core economic metrics, whether it's volume, whether it's profit, whether it's reducing costs in your supply chain, whether it's entering new markets at speed where there is new software capability that you can build businesses on. We're innovating in business models. A couple of the innovation examples I've got here is DSB, or Dynamic Store Bundling. This is the ability for you to bundle content or applications at the point of sale to your devices and electronically provision those software entitlements to users. This enables you to have very agile promotions. It means you don't have perishable goods in the channel. It means you don't have wastage. But this is a technology innovation, innovating our business model to enable you to fastly move to customer changes, be able to promote an individual game in an individual market very, very quickly. A second of our business models is cloud solution provider, CSP. Again, this is your ability to be able to use your sales capability or supply chain to attach cloud entitlements or cloud products such as Office 365 to your devices and be part of that economic cycle. Of course, applications and content are key. Whether it's bringing new capabilities to our applications such as Inc and Office and some of our other tools, or delivering concrete, exciting, mixed reality content that you hear more and more from us about over the next year to drive that demand for your new mixed reality devices as well as the PCs attached to them. Or just about new markets and new devices. We will work together very hard in the next year over new devices. I think the MR head-mounted displays are good examples, but Peter will show you some of the headless devices that we're actually starting to work with you on new devices. Of course, new markets, MR itself as well as IoT are two huge new markets where we're starting to build partnerships with you and end-to-end solutions. Again, if you've just seen some of the incredible press we've had in the last 2 days about how we're bringing IoT to life end-to-end at this show. And if you go to the Microsoft booth and the show tour, you'll actually see how some of us and our IoT partners and our stack of products are bringing that to life and creating new businesses for the ecosystem. And the final of our pillars, innovation, today and tomorrow. The innovation today, of course, starts with modern devices and Windows 10. And in the Windows 10 Fall Creators Update, you'll see innovative new experiences like 3D for everyone, mixed reality, and of course, new security capabilities. On top of that, we have Windows 10S that we talked about earlier, which is this incredible, secure, simple, and high-performant operating system joining the Windows family. And something that Matt will talk about, which is part of our new news, always connected devices. There is this category of devices where they're continually connected, bringing new capabilities, and we will talk, and Matt will talk in depth about the results of some incredible partnership engagements with Intel and Qualcomm of this new category, always connected devices. Of course, mixed reality is a new category in itself, bringing many new opportunities in terms of peripherals, devices, PCs, new ways to think about graphics and compute, and us to build our businesses on in the future. And IoT. When we think about our stack today, we think in a very clear and concise way about we have IoT on the device. That device could be just a sensor and a hub. That device could be a headed device, a device with a screen using Windows IoT. Then we have the the Azure IoT suite that enables you to connect those devices to the cloud. And then we have the Cortana Intelligence Suite that's taking all of that rich data out of those devices, applying analytics to it, and turning it back into knowledge. And a good example would be you have a sensor on a machine. It goes through Windows IoT, a hub. It secures that data. You can manage those devices remotely because Windows has this incredible management and security capability at the device that then goes through Azure IoT Suite to the cloud, where you then apply a predictive maintenance algorithm to that data to see when that machine may or not fail, built on a globally capable algorithm of machine learning. That is our end-to-end IoT suite, and it's that end-to-end capability that Microsoft has uniquely for you to build your business on, guaranteeing the end-to-end integrity of the supply chain. Of course, innovation tomorrow is really an invitation to start great creative conversations together. And when we look at the new frontiers of user interface, voice, for example, building on that 145 million Cortana users, and our path there is quite clear for the next couple of years. How do we bring incredible voice experiences of the computer to the PC? Whether it's far field, whether it's near field, whether it's peripherals that are attached to various wireless protocols to the device, bringing value to the PC. Whether they are Cortana standalone devices, that's the second of our Cortana programs that we would like to discuss with you. So the first is Cortana on PC. The second is Cortana devices. And Peter will show you a couple of Cortana standalone devices. Now, they are as important in the home, whether you're talking about speakers or PUCs, as they are important in the office, thinking of the next generation workplace or the next generation conference room. And then finally, how do we embed Cortana? How do we embed Cortana in our software applications? How do we embed Cortana or that voice capability into other devices, be they remote controls or white goods and so on, as well as in our B2B IoT experiences? Cortana is our new interface. Vision is the next frontier. You've seen a little taste of where we're going when you think of Microsoft HoloLens and you think of the commercial applications of HoloLens. And of course, you bring vision, both how we see as well as how we're seen, together with voice, and there is infinite hardware design capabilities and opportunities. We'll see more of those mixed reality devices becoming augmented reality devices. You'll see more of them becoming untethered. And of course, you'll see more of those becoming more and more commercially centric around applications. And finally, bringing the power of AI to all we do. Whether it's the Cortana Intelligence Suite, whether it's leveraging the power of analyzing your data and returning that to knowledge through your intelligent, rich devices. We see a huge opportunity for us to work together and, frankly, an open invitation to start that multi-year conversation on what these device and solution experiences could be, given that incredible portfolio of research and development from Microsoft of those few years. So that leads me to summarize our commitment that now Matt, Anne, and Peter will show you in much more exciting detail. We will create customer demand. We will continue that open, respectful dialogue with you about how to make your business thrive and continue to listen humbly to your feedback to what we need to do as an ecosystem, as I hope we've shown you this year. And finally, we'll just continue that pursuit of innovation to how we can build such huge industry scale and inspire consumers and businesses alike for incredible new experiences that change how we live, to enable us to do and achieve more. And of course, Windows is at the heart of all we do. And so with that, let me introduce Matt from Windows. Thank you.
to rebuild my city and create opportunity for others.
And I use windows to feed people in New York City who would otherwise not have enough food to put on their table.
With windows, I can teach families about how to save the honeybees.
Please welcome Corporate Vice President, Windows Marketing, Matt Barlow.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Matt Barlow, and I head up Windows Marketing at Microsoft. And I am excited to be here to talk with you today, the people who built the Windows PC ecosystem and our partners. Thank you. And speaking of you, and wanting to start with thank you, I really do want to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you for all that you've done to help make Windows 10 what it is today. Thank you for all that you've done with your leadership, your innovation, and your partnership. And I want to really thank you again for building this great Windows ecosystem for what it is today and what it'll be tomorrow. Thank you. You know, from the very beginning, I would say each and every one of us have really believed in the power of Windows, and the power of Windows on your great devices. We've always viewed Windows as the soul of the personal computing revolution, because Windows truly did power the innovative experiences that customers, schools, businesses, and teachers have loved for decades. And Windows has always powered the innovative devices that you and your great teams have built. Your passion, your vision, and your innovation efforts started the Windows PC revolution. And Windows powered the devices you built from the very beginning. And we changed the way people worked and played forever. And your devices, right, your marvels of engineering really did push the technical limits and showcased in hardware the great features delivered by Windows in software for over three decades. And that continued passion, that continued vision, and that continued innovation, paired to the launch of Windows 10, really sparked a revival for the Windows and devices ecosystem over the past year. And that revival, I believe, will once again be the foundation for the Windows ecosystem next wave of growth. Your modern, powerful, and well-designed devices running Windows 10 will be the physical things that businesses, teachers, and individuals will rely upon even more to get great things done. And that revival of Windows that we're experiencing now is powering our ecosystem and our businesses that we have here today. Because Windows 10 is the best Windows ever. And it's even better on your great devices. We have the highest product satisfaction of any version of Windows that we've ever seen. And we have it up running on over 500 million devices each and every month. 500 million devices around the globe. And you, our hardware partners, have really created these devices. I mean, you've made over 1,500 unique designs for Windows 10, and you've gained assortment for these amazing designs at over 17,000 retailers and distribution partners around the globe. It is amazing to see the type of excitement that you've generated in the industry for the modern Windows 10 PC. Your modern devices are absolutely meticulously and beautifully crafted. They're sleek and light, they're powerful and high performing, and they're available at a variety of price points for any application and for any purpose. And I just need to personally say, when I see your devices magically delivering the great experiences found in Windows 10, it inspires me. Now, when I think about the past, 2 years ago, when we introduced Windows 10 as the best Windows ever, we committed that we would continue to update it, providing some amazing new features and unlocking new value and capability for our mutual customers. We were even unlocking new benefits that you could continue to innovate upon with your amazing hardware engineering capabilities. And since our launch, we've updated Windows 10 four times. And all along the way, you've continued to innovate and deliver devices and hardware-enabled capabilities that showcase the value that we're delivering with Windows 10 as a service. Features like Windows Ink, Windows Hello, Game Mode, and even up until recently, Windows Mixed Reality. You know, we're really excited to be marketing the benefits of these new features on your new modern devices. We want to utilize the power that you have, the design and the style of your devices as key differentiated reasons to buy a brand new Windows 10 PC. And in fact, I believe that there has never been a better time to buy a Windows PC than right now. This system of great Windows features paired to your great devices, paired to great marketing, is starting to show progress. We're beginning to take share from Apple, and we're growing our revenue in the premium price bands. And our customers continually tell us that your beautiful devices running Windows 10 are exceeding even their lofty expectations. Customers who are using their new features on their modern Windows 10 PC, like Cortana, Windows Ink, Windows Hello, they're more likely to recommend. They're more likely to use, and they have higher satisfaction with their devices because of those features. And one of the most differentiated features that we've brought to market together, Windows Ink, is showing some of the greatest usage and satisfaction of any Windows feature we've seen. As a matter of fact, nearly 75% of customers who use Windows Ink and a pen on their modern PC use it for more than an hour, as well as they say it's their number one satisfaction driver of their device each and every day they use it. Growth like this doesn't happen by accident. It takes differentiated features. It takes innovative products, and it takes focused marketing that occurs over time. Now, we have and will continue to make significant investments in our marketing efforts globally. And we're going to continue to focus our marketing spend on these new Windows features found in your new modern Windows 10 devices. We're going to be proving with every marketing message that we've got that a new modern Windows 10 PC can do what an old PC, a MacBook, or a Chromebook can't do. At home, at work, at school, in the lab, or even in the studio, modern Windows 10 PCs are going to allow all of us to do great things. And by continuing to focus on our unique product truths, we can motivate people around the globe to seek out and buy new Windows 10 devices this year, just like they've bought them in the past year. So I really want to now take a look at the innovation coming this year for all of us and all of our customers. And we introduced it at the Build Developers Conference, where we talked about what was coming in the Windows 10 Fall Creators Update. And I've got to tell you, developers and press around the world loved what they heard. They saw the power of the next wave of innovation coming on areas including Windows Ink. Now, Windows Ink is easier than ever to use flawlessly across a number of applications. We're giving it more functionality like copy and paste, as well as annotation inside of Microsoft Edge. And you saw the power of Windows Ink as you were coming into the arena today, as our artist Anne brought her creativity to life, virtually painting with a pen on a digital canvas, which was the screen that she used. It was an amazing thing right here on this stage. And when I think of the next feature, 3D inside of Windows 10, we're really bringing an entirely new experience to our customers, allowing them to create amazing new things in an entirely new dimension. And all of this integrates seamlessly with Story Remix, a brand new feature coming which uses AI as well as deep learning to organize and transform ordinary photos and videos into stories with the soundtrack, with amazing themes, as well as with cinematic transitions that people never had access to before. It uses the Microsoft Graph to connect these images across all devices and allows all of us to really create in mixed reality by adding 3D objects into our everyday photos and videos like we never imagined possible. The next place we're focused on is gaming. It's been an incredibly important audience to us, and it will continue as we make investments in gaming as well. We're continuing to deliver great features like Game Mode that are going to boost gaming performance, and Game Bar, which makes it easy to share a screenshot, a DVD recording, or thanks to Mixer, giving you the capability to live broadcast with virtually zero latency. Another great feature coming, of course, is Windows Mixed Reality. It's a huge focus area for us for this holiday and beyond, and with advanced Windows Mixed Reality headsets are going to be available to customers starting at just $299. I mean, all of us are going to be able to enjoy breakthrough 3D experiences, 3D games, and 3D web applications in mixed reality simply and easily from any premium-priced Windows PC. And as you heard at our Build conference, developer kits are already available for mixed reality, and developers can order them today. The excitement for Windows Mixed Reality on your PCs is certainly amazing for all of us to see. and it's another place where the Windows ecosystem is ahead. Another place where we're ahead is in the area of security. And when you look at since launch, Windows 10 Enterprise customers using modern PCs have really reduced their cost. They've shortened their deployment time, and they've decreased security issues dramatically. Windows 10 is the most secure version of Windows ever. In fact, the security features found inside of Windows 10 include device protection and identity guard, and they've helped reduce security remediation costs in enterprises by 33%. And with the Fall Creators Update, we're going to make them even better, because we're going to be delivering Windows Defender Application Guard that leverages modern hardware virtualization that'll make Microsoft Edge the most secure browser for the enterprise. And even more importantly, we've been taking significant steps to diversify, right, the offerings that you can provide your customers in software with Windows 10S. Everything that runs on Windows 10S is really downloaded from the Windows Store, and it's streamlined for security, simplicity, and superior performance. We say it's the soul of today's and tomorrow's Windows. We've taken really what our customers need, what millions of customers love about Windows today, and created an entirely new experience that really is ideal for each and every one of us. But I don't want to just tell you about the amazing things that are coming to Windows this year with the innovation that we will be bringing together. I'd rather just show you. So to do that, please help me welcome to the stage Anne Yang, who, from our Windows and Devices Engineering team, who's going to show you more. Anne, take it away.
Thank you, Matt. 大家好, 今天非常高兴能够来到 Computex 为大家介绍 Windows 里头的一些创新功能。 如同Max所说的, 基本上呢, Windows 10S 是我们在这个月早先 announced的新的作业系统的版本。 在这个版本当中, 我们强化了安全性, 同时兼顾了系统的效能。 所有的application都必须透过 Store来安装, 而所有的driver也必须要透过 Windows Update来下载。 而这样一切其实并没有牺牲任何系统上面的功能。 为了证明这一点, 所以我今天所有的demo都是会在 Windows 10S上面完成。 首先就让我们来看看, 假设我今天想要执行一个来路不明的软体, Windows 10S它会保护我, 它会带领我到 Windows的Store, 基本上去从Store来下载相关的软体, 因为Store上面的软体基本上都是经过验证的, 可以去确保它们的安全性。 那即使是在lock screen的状况下, Windows 10X也可以完成很多的功能。 大家都知道灵感啊, 想法啊, 代办事项啊, 经常是一闪而过的事情。 然后透过轻轻按笔尖端的按钮, 我们可以轻易的有一个环境可以记下我们的一些想法。 举例来讲, 我今天晚上要搭飞机到西雅图, 我可以写下一些我的代办事项, 包括我要去订计程车, 然后西雅图总是在下雨, 所以当然雨伞是不可或缺的工具。 另外最重要的事情就是我的航班号码。 所以基本上大家有没有发现 BR26变成红色的呢? 为什么? 因为Windows非常的聪明, 它知道BR26是一个航班号码, 它除了告诉我班机的起降时间, 告诉我登机门的资讯, 那所以现在非常开心的知道今天晚上的班机会准时。 那接下来就让我们登入系统看看 Windows还可以完成哪些事情。 提到登入系统就会提到Windows Hello, 基本上Windows Hello是一个非常安全而便利的方式, 让大家可以登入系统。 Windows Hello支援脸部辨识, 指纹辨识, 也支援像运动手环这样子的 companion device。 那它不只可以登入系统, 它也可以登入相容的网站, 还有 application。 基本上大家可以看到, 今天我们是用手指登入系统, 而它可以辨识我独一无二的指纹, 提供比 password 更好的安全保护, 基本上是企业等级的安全保护。 如果家里头有多个人, 通通都需要使用同样一台电脑, 我们可以为每一个家人建立属于他自己的 profile, 那他就可以用他自己独一无二的生物特征, 登入到他自己的账号。 进来了之后, 我们来看看笔还可以做哪些事情。 大家都知道, 笔基本上是用来发挥创意的工具, 所以我就来看一下 我的创意发想大概是什么？从这张图大家知道，我应该不是一个太好太的画家，然后也不是当画家的料。不过没有关系 ，Windows 会帮我。首先，我可以造出圆规，它可以帮助我画圆。我也可以造出尺，那当然尺它可以帮我画直线。那不知道大家是不是已经可以猜出来我要画的东西是什么了呢？没有错，基本上我现在画的东西就是非常让大家怀念的 Pac-Man 小精灵。那当然 Windows 的 Pen 呢还可以有更多的功能，基本上现在的 Pen 已经结合了 Windows Edge 还有 Ink 的还有 Office 的 function。那基本上我可以示范给大家它如何和我的另外一个兴趣书法结合，因为我经常喜欢写书法，所以故宫博物院是我经常参考的一个网站，它里头有非常丰富的书法资讯。大家可以看到我可以用笔非常轻松的而且流畅的浏览故宫博物院的网页，我可以参考一幅又一幅的书法作品，从当中找到自己喜欢的。举例来讲，这是我非常钟爱的一个书法作品，我可以利用笔去对它圈选出我对于这幅书法作品的一些想法。举例来讲，我觉得这个的印章非常的特别，我可以圈选出来它的用印方式是值得我学习的。然后我也喜欢这边的飞白，那我也可以把它写下我的心得，然后分享给我其他的书法的同好朋友。那我们经常也可以用笔然后来把一些资讯做成笔记，这时候笔的另外一个功能就非常的好用。当我按下笔杆上面的下面的一个按键的时候，我可以对一整个段落做选取，然后把它复制到我的笔记本当中。那大家可以看到我非常轻易的复制到我的笔记本当中，然后之后我可以对它进行一些编辑。举例来讲，假设有一些字样是我不想要的，我可以轻松把它划掉。对我来讲，我觉得的重点我可以轻松的把它画，用荧光笔画出重点出来，然后我也可以点选一整个段落，然后不管是对它做字形的放大或者是加粗都可以轻易的完成。好了，讲完这些比较严肃的功能之后，我们要移到比较有趣的游戏上面。相信大家小时候都玩过 Hot Wheels 小汽车，现在 Forza Horizon 把这个 Hot Wheels 的小汽车和游戏做了一个结合。那大家在玩赛车游戏的时候，最重要的事情基本上就是系统的效能还有画面。好，那所以基本上 Windows 里头介绍的 Game Mode 它会把 Game Assign Top 的 Priority， 所以让你有在玩游戏的时候可以有最好的体验。除此以外，我们还加入了一个功能叫做 Game Bar。 Game Bar 可以让你第一个把你游戏的过程录成 DVR， 或者你也可以跟你的亲朋好友分享。以我来讲，我自己不是一个很会开车的人，那所以呢，基本上我可以分享给我的朋友，让他们增加他们玩游戏的信心。所以大家可以看到右上角已经出现了一个 broadcast 的 window。那接下来就让我们实际到游戏里头来体验一下速度的快感。Yes。好，那大家可以看到，我还可以重新回播这一段过程，然后用360度的方式来看。那大家可以看到 preview 的视窗上面 broadcast 的视窗和我们实际上在操作的主画面，它的画面是非常及时，而且也是非常流畅的。这一切呢，都是感谢 Game Mode 它帮助我们。那现在再为大家重新就是结论一下，今天我们讨论了 Windows S 它的安全机制。我们也讨论了 Windows 的 Hello， 然后它是如何可以安全而快速的帮助大家登入电脑。我们也讨论了如何让用笔可以帮助大家释放大家的创作灵魂。然后最后我们介绍了 Game Mode， 它如何可以帮助大家有一个更好的游戏体验，以及如何用 Game Bar 把你游戏的过程记录下来， 并且分享给你的亲朋好友或粉丝团。而这一切的一切基本上都是run在不是大 S 也不是小 S， 而是 Windows 10S 的作业系统上面。谢谢大家。
How was that? And thank you. That was great. Thank you. That's a pretty amazing innovation all coming to Windows and just what we had talked about prior and brought to life in our demonstration. And all of that is coming to life later this year. Just as we said before, we're committed to delivering innovation in our updates for all of us and for your devices. But that is not the only thing that we have to share here with you today. As you've seen and have heard in other keynotes, there is increasing demand from users to be securely connected to the cloud at all times. Whether you're a student, a creator, a freelancer, or someone who owns a business, sharing experiences across screens, and then leveraging the latest in network technologies like gigabit, LTE, and eSIM are important. And last December at WinHack here in Taipei, Nick Parker talked about the increasing use and demand of LTE connected experiences across a growing set of customers around the globe. All of them seeking faster speeds, more capacity and coverage, as well as lower prices. And all of that really is paired to the continuous need to be cloud connected. We're seeing in data, cellular traffic is dramatically increasing. It's grown 35 times since 2010. Cellular traffic grew 42% since 2015 alone, and is projected to grow another 10 times by the year 2022. Now, as we look to faster and cheaper networks and increasing demand, we're certainly going to modernize our ecosystem to support this vision of the always connected world. And all of that for us really starts with rich collaboration at the silicon layer. And in partnership with both Intel and Qualcomm, Microsoft is really committed to bringing a new category of the always connected PCs to this ecosystem. And this is a class of PC that's going to bring the mobility and the connectivity of the phone experience and add to it the power of the modern Windows 10 PC, so all of us can be connected anytime and anywhere we go. And to realize this vision, we need to make it seamless and easy for our customers to get connected and use these devices. And we'll do that with in-product innovations and modernizing Windows, making it easier than ever for our mutual customers to get connected with data options that fit their unique needs. By simply entering in a mobile phone number, we're going to prompt the customer to add their PC to an existing smartphone plan in just a few clicks, or be able to buy data on demand, allowing customers to connect immediately to their OneDrive content, to the Office 365 applications they can't live without, or connect to their loved ones using Skype simply and easily. Whether the customer is buying a new device in a mobile operator store, a local electronics retailer, or the web, we want to make those experiences available to them. And at the heart of this experience, enabling seamless activation, is eSIM technology. We really want to eliminate the need for customers to get their PC activated in person or have to manage physical SIM cards or slots. And this vision that we have for the always connected PC is built upon the remote SIM provisioning effort inside of the GSMA that encompasses mobile operators, SIM card manufacturers, modern IHVs, and OEMs, all dedicated to meeting this unique customer need for anytime, anywhere access. And once that SIM profile is activated, Windows will go to work, seamlessly provisioning the settings needed to enable that cellular connectivity, eliminating the need for different configuration applications or even the customer pain of having to manually configure cellular settings themselves. And today, I'm excited to announce a number of mobile operator partners who are engaged with us in supporting the always connected PCs with eSIM technology over the next year. And just like you would expect with this great ecosystem, we need to have devices. And many of our OEM partners, many of you in this room, are committing to making these always connected PCs available in the coming year. It's amazing. So, at WinHack last year, we introduced the concept of Windows 10 and Snapdragon and this anytime, anywhere PC. And these devices that we talked about deliver great battery life as well as always-on connectivity experiences that these customers are looking for. Emulation technology to run Win32 apps, and we're going to couple them with the great Windows features that people have come to know and love, including multitasking, Windows Inc., Windows Hello, and even Cortana. Every Qualcomm-powered PC is going to be shipping with integrated LTE connectivity. And in doing so, that's going to take the guesswork out of the equation, where customers are going to know when they buy Windows 10 on Snapdragon, they're going to get the amazing connectivity coverage they want. So today, I'm also excited to share even more news about our hardware ecosystem and the partners who are going to be supporting this vision. HP, Lenovo, and Asus are going to be building always-connected devices on Qualcomm Snapdragon 835. These devices are going to be coming soon and are going to deliver great battery life, always-on connectivity inside of sleek and innovative designs. And we really look forward to seeing these devices and bringing the always-connected PC experience to our customers. Together, we're going to be able to bring innovation to market by planning in advance, really connecting our software innovations with Windows to the amazing hardware innovations that you're bringing with your teams and your engineering efforts. And then we want to focus our marketing effort on those unique points of difference that will get people to upgrade to a new PC, like Windows Inc., PC gaming, security, mixed reality, and the always connected PC. Each of these areas, every single one of them, give us all opportunities to showcase the power of your devices, your teams, and this great ecosystem that you've built. And we believe that each of these innovations is going to drive the digital transformation, much like you have driven the Windows PC revolution before it. You truly are our most valued customers. You always have been, and you always will be. And I want to thank you for everything that you've done to make our Windows ecosystem the vibrant place that it is today. And I can't wait to see what innovation is going to be coming from this very room with Windows 10 in the next 12 months. Because I think your hardware and your devices running Windows 10 truly do allow us to build the possible together. So I'd like you now to help me welcome up Peter Hahn, who's the Vice President of Partner and Solutions, to tell you more about the hardware innovations that we have coming this year to this ecosystem. Thank you very much, and have a great Computex.
Hi, everyone. I'm Peter Hahn, and I lead Partner Devices and Solutions at Microsoft. That means that my team and I get the privilege of working with all of you in this room, our OEM and ODM partners, to build great stuff that customers love. We incubate new technologies. We invest marketing dollars. We do technical design in. We manufacture with the ODMs. We price, license, package. In short, we do all of the functions that comprise building great devices and solutions. So today, you've heard from Nick, who talked about Microsoft's vision for opportunity, growth, and innovation in our partner ecosystem. You heard from Matt and Ann about the momentum that Windows is creating and the Windows 10 fall update and where that's going to go. So I'm going to build on that opportunity and that momentum to translate to action. What are the things that we in this room do over the next 6 months and beyond to build and sell great devices and solutions that win customers' hearts and minds? I'm going to do that in five areas that you've heard sprinkled throughout today's presentation. We're going to start with modern devices, then we're going to go to gaming, Windows Mixed Reality, Cortana, and the Internet of Things. So across both core PCs and the new frontiers of voice, vision, and thought, I'm going to share with you, of course, some of the great things we've been doing, some of the actions we've taken to build and design great products, and also some of the actions in front of us to make sure those products reach full commercial success. So let's get started with modern devices. And the first call to action here will be around how we take these products to market. If you are looking to understand our approach, of course, we have 245 million devices every year. And the partners in this room create hundreds of SKUs annually. From those hundreds of SKUs, our approach is to curate the best and the brightest to put special extra marketing investment in the channel to create that demand, create that thriving ecosystem that we talked about. In the past few years, we've created the Windows Premium Collection for those high-end PCs that have taken those 5 points of share versus Apple, and we've seen great success there. We're going to build on that approach in the coming year with the Modern Mainstream Collection. These are devices that retail for between $300 to $800 US, and it'll receive the single biggest year-over-year increase in investment from Microsoft as we make sure that we bring that Windows magic, all those great features that Matt and Ann talked about, to the middle of the market. Then we'll also bring the same approach of curated collections to the entry collection, opening price point devices, to to the Windows Pro Collection on the commercial side, and gaming collection and Windows Mixed Reality headsets. Of course, we'll support all kinds of different devices across this diverse and broad ecosystem, but we want to make sure that the first action that you all take is to familiarize yourself with that go-to-market motion of these collections, because this is one of the ways we'll really focus attention from retailers and channel partners, making sure that your devices sell through. So just to get started and give you some acquaintance with some of the things that will be in next year's collections, let's walk through each of the devices in consumer, commercial, and education. So the first device that I want to talk about is the ASUS ZenBook Flip S. Johnny and the ASUS team had a great press event earlier in the week where they talked about this device. It's a real powerhouse. It's ASUS's thinnest and lightest two-in-one device. It's really loaded with some of those exact Windows 10 Hero features that you just heard described: Touch, Cortana, Hello, and Ink. And they've adopted Windows 10 Pen protocol. So it's really got this great performance in a really sleek and attractive design. Our next device, and this is, we're showing it publicly for the first time, is the Samsung Notebook 9 Pro. This is the first time it's been shown in public. It's received quite a bit of media attention and interest in this past week, but this is the first time we're showing it publicly. One of the cool particular features about this device is the pen. The S Pen is an incredibly innovative feature. You can see it's garaged here, and when you pull the pen out of the garage, it immediately triggers Windows Ink Workplace and a bunch of the features that you saw and demo. And so a really nice inking experience from this device. The third notebook that I'll show is from the Huawei MateBook X. Obviously, a lot of us are familiar with the innovation that Huawei's had in the mobile ecosystem over the last few years. Their tablets and phones have made a real mark in the ecosystem. We were very pleased to welcome them to the Windows family a few years ago when they started bringing two-in-ones to market. The MateBook X is Huawei's first laptop. And as you can see, it's a really nice, sleek design, just over half an inch thick. In particular, one of the really nice features here is the power button. It's got a fingerprint reader embedded within it. And so when you push the button to turn on the device, it automatically reads your biometrics, it authenticates, and it's a very nice implementation of Windows Hello that eliminates the need for the password. So really nice innovation from Huawei. And the fourth and final consumer device that I'll showcase today is the Eve Tech Eve V. So this is a two-in-one, as you can see. Very, very nice form factor. Its claim to fame is that it's the world's first crowdsourced and crowdfunded device. I happened to spend some time yesterday with the CEO, Konstantin, who brought his entire team over from Finland to show it on the Computex trade show floor. If you haven't seen this device, you're welcome to come by the Microsoft booth and try it. But what was fascinating is the story behind the device. So Eve Tech has been doing Windows tablets for several years. They started getting user feedback and having a community discussion about what kind of features people wanted to see in Windows 10 devices. It's what started as a WhatsApp thread, eventually grew into a community forum. The Eve Tech team sifted through 65,000 pieces of user feedback on what kind of features people wanted to see in their devices. So again, like a lot of the other devices that you've already seen displayed, it's got some very nice features, but it's also got some unique things. If you look here, and we have to get a little bit closer, you've got some interesting design touches, like instead of a backspace button, you see the oops button. Instead of the V key, you see the upside down, or the Eve logo. And it's hard to display on a bright stage like this, but if you hit the function V key, it actually changes the backlighting on the keyboard to shift the background color from purple to green to red to blue. So just nice, quirky personalization effects you see from that young, innovative team at Eve Tech. Really cool to see this innovation in the Windows ecosystem. So you can see a pretty broad range of form factors, Hero features in our consumer lineup. This and many more are going to be showing up in those device collections I talked about. The second segment within modern devices that we'll talk about is now commercial devices. Of course, we never overlook this. A lot of us in this room follow the IDC and Gartner numbers very closely, and we know that a couple weeks ago, IDC printed year-over-year growth for the first time in 9 quarters. That was a nice milestone. Of course, we want to go much further. We want to drive that growth through every segment and geo and price band. But it really started with Pro. We've seen commercial devices coming back to life, starting to grow again on a year-over-year basis. And we really see Windows 10 as the most secure OS ever. With features like Device Guard, Credential Guard, TPM, Windows 10 Pro really brings that high security to Windows Pro devices, and we're really seeing it matched with fantastic hardware from our partners. And so the first commercial device that I want to announce here actually is the Lenovo V720. Now, this is a powerhouse device that weighs under 3 pounds. It gets 10 hours of battery life. What's also amazing about this device is that even though it carries Windows Pro and has that really high-end orientation for both SMBs and enterprises, it sells for $599. So Christian Tiesman and his team at Lenovo were actually just in Seattle meeting with our engineering team, and they put out a really nice piece of innovation here with a V720. The second commercial device that I want to talk about is the Toshiba Portage X20. So this is a nice business class laptop, really elegant and sleek. As you can see, quite thin and really good form factor. One of its differentiators is a unique microphone array that provides multi-directional Cortana intake. So when you're doing conference calls, for example, using Skype for Business or another unified communications app on the PC, that multi-directional mic array allows you to sift out the different voices that might be on the conference call, the ambient noise from the voices that matter to you on the call. So really functional for those business users. This Toshiba also has a Wacom digitizer for a great inking experience. So those features that Ann and Matt talked about will really come to life. Now, the third and final commercial device I'll show today is the Panasonic CF33. I think a lot of us know this brand very well. It's been around for 20 years, in contrast to something like the EveTech that's much newer. And this has been a brand that's really developed its niche as a ruggedized, tough device, whether for the military, police forces, fire departments, all kinds of people who are in adverse environments. And Panasonic had a really nice, Sakamoto-san and team just came through Seattle, and we had a really nice conversation with them about some of the ways they celebrated that 20th anniversary. They went and found the oldest tough book still running, and they actually found a device from 1996, the first year at launch, and it was still running amazingly. And we're seeing that continued innovation here with this year's tough book. Hot swappable battery that provides 20 hours of battery life, a touch screen that works with gloves on. It's really a remarkable piece of engineering. Now, I'm going to show how tough it is by giving it a little trial here. And I was tempted to do something much more active, but you can see, even on that control demo, it really shows up very well, and the screen is completely unaffected. So really nice innovation from the Panasonic team. Beyond consumer and commercial, of course, is also education. You heard Nick talk about our commitment to the education space with the launch of Windows 10S. And just a few weeks ago in New York City, we talked about that education solution stack. We are very committed to bringing the very best innovation to making today's learners into tomorrow's creators. That starts with, of course, the Windows experience itself. It sometimes gets lost in some of the headlines, but for K through 12 students across the world, Windows outsells its nearest competitor by more than 2x. And we're committed at the same time to building on that innovation and fending off other platforms that might come into this space. One of the ways we'll do that is through the exciting experiences you can have on Windows. Minecraft for education is used by students in over 100 countries. And so what you heard a few weeks ago and what Nick reinforced was the fact that we'll have Windows as the base OS, we'll have Windows Intune as a management solution, we'll also have Office 365 and Minecraft for education for all Microsoft EDU PCs. And so that incredible solution stack to really win the hearts and minds of students is a big part of our push in this next back to school campaign, the actions that we'll take there. And we'll pair them with hardware from a number of our partners. The first that I'll highlight here is the Acer TravelMate Spin B1. This is a really fun device. You know, of course, it's got the 360 form factor. It's got a really versatile design. It's also got the shock absorbing rubber frame. I don't know about you guys, but I have three children who are ages 10, 8, and 4. And they'll certainly give devices like this a workout, which is exactly what it's engineered for. In addition to the shock-absorbing rubber frame, it's also waterproof, up to absorbing 330 milliliters of liquid at any given time. So you can see, you know, you can imagine a juice box like the kind that my kids drink all the time. You can pour it on the screen here, and the keyboard, and it doesn't affect the screen or the operation of the device. So really good engineering from Acer, and fun to see that innovation coming to the ecosystem. The second educational device I'll show is the Fujitsu Lifebook 727. This is a device that has a built-in stylus, just like you saw on some of the other devices, but in particular good for students who need to keep track of that pen, might be a little bit absent-minded. It also has a fingerprint reader, so you can eliminate the need for passwords. It's a great device in terms of the form factor and the price for some of those transitional years between, say, elementary school and middle school or high school. So engineered very well for an eighth grade, ninth grade type student who might have those learning needs. So across education, we're certainly committed to continued growth. The fourth area of modern devices that I'll talk about is gaming. Now, our vision here in gaming is really to enable the play of in many different kinds of scenarios. The notion is that we can play the games that you want with the people that you want on whichever devices you want. So real flexibility. We want to accrue all of the assets and the value in that Xbox ecosystem and cross it over more broadly into the Windows 10 ecosystem. And so we're going to bring that to life in a variety of ways. You see the Asus ROG Zephyrus, which was just announced in the last couple of years, and it will bring to life Xbox Play Anywhere titles like Gears of War 4, Halo Wars 2, Forza Horizon 3. These are titles that were initially on the console, and it can be bundled onto devices like this Asus or some of the other gaming rigs that we're about to show. The Asus Zephyrus is 4.5 pounds, about 2/3 of an inch thick, a real monster gaming rig. It's got the NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1080 graphic chip. Nick and I were actually playing with it in the Computex booth yesterday. Amazing realism and graphical polish, really fun to play. This is a little bit hard to demo, but we'll try it on camera here. It's also got a really unique aerodynamic exhaust cooling system. So as you can see, as the flip top opens, the exhaust system opens. So you see that little changing action that lifts. And that allows the heating to vent out when you're playing those games that get you really excited. It keeps the device nice and cool. So really fun in terms of the Asus Zephyrus. The next device is the Dell Inspiron 27 7000. This is a VR-ready all-in-one that Dell announced with the Infinity Edge bezel. They've pioneered a bunch of these Infinity Edge devices on some of their consumer laptops, and they're bringing it to their gaming franchise now. This is really unique because it has the AMD Ryzen CPU. It also has far-field speech recognition. So when you want to interact with a device with Cortana from even 8 to 10 meters away from across the room, this Dell all-in-one enables that. And it starts at a relatively affordable price of $999. So, priced for real performance in the gaming market. In addition to some of these other gaming rigs, we talked about Xbox Play Anywhere and the way these experiences come to life. Xbox Wireless enables the use of different accessories, like controllers, with Windows 10 PCs. We've always known how controllers work with consoles. Well, we've also designed in, we've taken actions with many of you to design Xbox Wireless in. So you see here on the Lenovo 720, this is an Xbox One ready laptop, where because of the design work done by the Lenovo team, you can take a controller and immediately control the action just as you would on the console. So really fun experiences there. The Xbox Live ecosystem is growing 13% year over year. We've talked about that publicly, and we have great ambitions to grow that services ecosystem, again, across consoles and PCs in coming years. As it grows, we see an increasing portion of that Xbox Live usage coming from Windows 10 PCs. We've said that over 40% of Xbox Live usage we anticipate by next year will be coming from PCs, and that's exactly this kind of innovation from our partners that will enable that. The other action that Nick alluded to is dynamic store bundling. So when we take all those store assets, and in this case it's games from the Windows Store, but anything, whether it's music, video, applications, any kind of asset in the Windows Store can be paired electronically with the hardware that you see up on this kind of stage through dynamic store bundling. So the specific action we would ask you to take there is to invest in the operations and infrastructure to enable DSB. There are partners today who are preparing to make content available on their PCs through DSB this holiday, and we expect to have great results. We've done small pilots and trials over the last two holiday periods. When we pair store content with the device, we find that the devices sell through as much as 18% faster. And it makes sense, because of course you walk into the store and you see this amazing hardware innovation like the kind I displayed, but when you also pair it with those experiences, whether it's driving a car in Forza or shooting an opponent in Halo Wars or whatnot, when you have that different kind of experience you can market and sell, it appeals to the user more. It changes their perception of the device value more. And so DSB is certainly an investment that we'd ask you to take. So having now talked through modern devices and gaming, we're going to move to Windows Mixed Reality. A year ago on this stage, Terry Myerson, the president of Windows, and Alex Kitman, the father of HoloLens, came to Taipei and very openly asked all of you in this room to join us on the Windows mixed reality journey. We have to say thank you, a huge thank you, to the ODMs and OEMs who've come together to help make that possible. We've seen an amazing response to that Taipei keynote a year ago. We've seen a number of HMDs come to market, and we actually expect huge results this coming holiday. We believe that the Windows mixed reality devices will provide disruptively better experience at disruptively lower prices. Of course, there's the three-DOF tracking, the fact that some of these HMDs will be less than 350 grams, reduced nausea or user fatigue. In addition, we see the prices being potentially a couple of $100s below existing competitors. A lot of these other competitive mixed reality experiences are actually compatible with Windows 10 systems, so of course we're very open and welcoming of them, but the investments made by partners in this room last year have really started to pay off, and we expect that to go even further. Today, I'd like to build on last year's progress by publicly showing for the first time two new partner HMDs. One is the ASUS HMD. You can see it's got the really nice futuristic design with a polygonal front glass, really differentiated. I can certainly imagine my kids bragging to their friends as they have the unique look and feel of the ASUS headset. The Dell HMD here is also being shown for the first time. You can see it's got the white coloring, the flip top glass, and removable, or I should say changeable, head pads. So a lot of flexibility in that design as well. And those two new HMDs, of course, join some of the others that our partners have designed with us. But our hardware journey is not over. Even as we are doing a lot of things with HMDs, and we still have a lot of work, I know a lot of us are in very rapid offline meetings on bringing those HMDs to market, we also have a lot of work to do on controllers. And so these are the controllers that will finish out the experience, provide a holistic experience in terms of complementing what you can do through the vision. These are tools for creativity, productivity, and games. They provide very precise tracking, and they eliminate the need for hardware markers on the walls. So when you're establishing your physical environment, instead of having to do some physical markings, the controllers do all that for you, and there's just a really unique experience that's created by pairing those controllers with the headsets. So we're really excited to bring this technology to market this holiday and really finish out the Windows mixed reality experience. And in particular, punctuating that, we have our first partner publicly announcing a bundle. Acer and Tiffany, Jerry, and Acer, the Acer team did a great job being out early on this. And so we will be taking the Acer HMD that has been already announced, pairing it with these mixed reality controllers, and creating a bundle for $399 on the retail shelves this holiday. We're very excited to take that to market. The other thing, of course, is just like we have on PCs, we expect mixed reality to have applications on both the consumer and the commercial side. So it's not going to be restricted to just one segment. Of course, there will be a lot of games and entertainment that people do in the home with these mixed reality HMDs. But we also expect commercial applications, like Japan Airlines. You know, this is just an example, but it shows what can be done when you put these kinds of experiences out into the workplace. You know, repairing jet engines is hard, complex work. In the past, when people, repair technicians had to learn, they had to obviously physically get into a cockpit or under an engine and really learn all the parts. Teaching requires hours, and it required taking jets offline, which meant huge productivity hits to airlines. There were big, thick, and often outdated manuals that really slowed training down. Mixed reality is changing all of that. Japan Airlines is very specifically using mixed reality to speed up training, allow it to happen in a virtual way, and keep the fleet safe all at the same time. So it's just one early example of some of the commercial applications we see of Windows mixed reality. We certainly expect, just like on the PC side where you saw the devices across many fronts, we expect the same thing to happen here. Lastly, in terms of mixed reality, I know that many in this audience have been waiting for the MR-ready PC spec, really understanding what is our vision, the action that we ask you to take on the specific MR-ready PCs for retail this holiday. We're not quite ready to announce the spec today. I know that we've had many discussions about broadening the spec and creating as broad of an addressable market as possible, making great Windows mixed reality experiences on as big of a number of PCs as possible. The engineering and marketing teams at Microsoft are very hard at work on that, I can assure you of that. And very shortly, we'll be reaching out with more detail on exactly what that MR-ready spec is. I say that just because I want to make sure nobody thinks we've forgotten it. We're certainly working on it, and we fully intend to come back with the MR-ready spec to pair with the HMDs and the controllers for that holistic experience at Holiday this year. So that's mixed reality. Our fourth of the five areas that I promised to talk about was Cortana. And so this is the voice part of the framework that Nick laid out, voice, vision, and thought. And so, of course, Cortana, as you heard, is running on over 145 million devices monthly today. It's pre-installed on over 500 million devices. It's being used monthly by over 145 million ones. And we're very excited by that start. Of course, we recognize that beyond PCs, we want to instantiate voice on a wide variety of hardware form factors. It's probably one of the most common questions I get as I travel across Asia and meet with many of you. And so we certainly want to share some of the progress we've had. The Harman Kardon Invoke is an intelligent speaker that will be on the premium side of the market. It offers 360-degree sound with microphones embedded all the way around. And it really takes advantage of Cortana's full capabilities, allowing users to call up their favorite music, their calendar appointments as it's integrated with Outlook, Skype calls in case they want to do voice conversations with others. So a really premium experience from Harman Kardon that we expect this holiday. In addition to that, we also are announcing the HP Pavilion Wave, which is a fully loaded Windows 10 mini desktop. It's got Bang & Olufsen speakers. So again, a really premium audio experience, really cool far-field mics that enable that voice recognition from a long distance. And again, because it's a full Windows 10 PC, if we can kind of come up close, you see that it's got the full array of ports here in terms of USB, HDMI, and the like that enables full PC functionality in addition to the voice functionality. So really fun from HP. Also from HP, we announced last month that they would be bringing to market a puck, a small form factor device that interacts with users in terms of voice. Well, today, for the first time, I'm happy to show a visual representation of the HP Digital Assistant. It's sleek and compact. It's got some really nice features that our ODM partners at TCL have engineered with the blue downlighting that'll create a nice visual effect. And it'll be coming soon to US retail. We're working with HP on the campaigns to pair that with some other PC devices and do some great things. So for all of you who are interested in building more things with us on Cortana as your voice platform, we fully encourage the interest. We are working very hard on the device SDK so we can release it. And we want to put you all to work on a new wave of devices that we'll be bringing to market in calendar 18 after this holiday. So some more actions coming there. Our final category that I'll talk you through is the Internet of Things. And you certainly heard a lot from Nick and others about our interest in this space. You know, when we look at IoT, what we see today is an amazing array of opportunities for changes in the home towards a smart home and changes in the workplace towards digital transformation. And whether that's optimizing operations, empowering employees, changing products and services, or changing customers' interfaces with the company, there's all kinds of ways that IoT can drive change and very positive benefits for home and work. Now, the biggest challenge we see from a business standpoint is the fact that today, many IoT solutions are customized and bespoke. I'm guessing that many of you, like me, travel around and see different customers, see different use cases, and there's an amazing amount of energy and entrepreneurism as people are starting to figure out how to pair intelligent edge with intelligent cloud and create real business solutions. So our approach at Microsoft is really to enable that. We certainly want to have Windows wherever possible at that intelligent edge, and then Azure everywhere in terms of the intelligent cloud. Last year on this Computex keynote stage, we brought Arrow Electronics, one of our channel partners, and they talked about a smart utility solution with Colorado State University, where they did exactly that. They paired intelligent edge with intelligent cloud. We're going to try to build from those kind of individual, custom, bespoke examples and create repeatable scale that the partners like you all can rally behind. So as you can see, there's six key vertical industries in particular where we'll focus first. Smart energy, smart factory, smart retail, security and surveillance, smart healthcare, and smart buildings. These are our focus areas where we will create that repeatable scale, the solution architectures utilizing Windows IoT components at the edge and Azure cloud to create real business opportunities so that instead of just doing all kinds of consulting and services, you all are able to really explode the category. Now, one quick sidelight, as I was walking through the Computex show floor yesterday and looked at a bunch of the IoT examples, I have to say, I personally was really struck by how much it reminded me of the system builder landscape back in the 1990s. I say that because I feel like many of you went through similar experiences. We grew up in this industry where the PC market was created. We've created amazing scale and profitability off of what was once a bunch of scattered and fragmented scenarios in the PC world. We're about to go through that same transition in the IoT space, and we're really looking forward to helping you do that. To show you our verticalized approach with those six initial areas, we're going to start with three specific examples with partners here in Taiwan. These are companies that have taken that initial investment, started to work with us on the intelligent edge to the intelligent cloud connection, and we're looking forward to doing many more. So the first, and you might want to get a little closer so you can see some of the detail, it's just a model. It comes from AXView, and it's a smart energy solution. So if you can imagine a solar array panel that sits on top of a building or a house, I've got a solar array at my house, and you know, right now we rely a lot on manual workmen or workwomen who come and check on the panels, make sure that they're actually working, report downtime or energy generation back to headquarters. It's a very expensive and labor-intensive process. With AXView, what they've done is they've really set up the equipment so that it monitors at all times what's happening with the panels, how much energy is being generated, if something's malfunctioning. It also works with a cloud in terms of predictive maintenance. So when the Azure-based cloud sees something wrong and it doesn't match the pattern that we're seeing in other solar installations, it's able to offer a proactive alert to create much less downtime for AXView's smart energy. So really cool implementation there. The second example is from Moxa, which is a smart factory solution, again, here in Taiwan. And so if you think about smart factories, think about oil companies or manufacturing facilities based in dark, dangerous, dirty, or distant places, you know, locations that are hard for individual people to get to. Again, in today's world, we have people with clipboards going around and taking assessments of pipeline condition or factory line efficiency, and it's very manual, very expensive, not necessarily reliable. With the Moxa solution, you've got intelligent edge sensors that are reliable in hazardous conditions and manage factory conditions with real-time data, always feeding back what's happening, where the productivity and the efficiency are, and allowing the machine learning and the cloud to provide feedback to a centralized headquarters on how to fix budding problems before they begin. So a really great smart factory implementation that we believe will lead to repeatable scale for Moxa. And then the third solution I'll share here is from A-Value. This is a company that we met actually last December while we were here for WinHack. As you can see, I'll try to pick it up because it's a bit tethered, but this is a point of sale solution, somewhat like a cash register that you might have seen in retail environments of the past. But if you think about retailers today, they have to become much more intelligent. They have to transform their businesses so that they merchandise and display inventory in much more real-time ways, make offers customized to customers. This system from A-Value uses pattern recognition to spot shoppers' gender and project offers based on the anticipated preferences of the gender. It allows QR codes to be scanned and have coupon offers immediately inputted. And it also allows inventory tracking all to happen in real time, all through this one point of sale device. Really cool implementation of smart retail. And there's many, many more. If you go up by our link event in the matchmaking between the ODMs and the local OEMs, you know, I spent some time yesterday with one of the partners there who talked about a smart vending machine, another smart retail implementation where the drink that was dispensed was based on a number of pattern recognition analytics that happened between the user and the vending machine. They put an initial pilot in a university in Guangzhou, China, and they found that in the first month, over 500,000 RMB of billings through that smart vending machine. Another great example of digital transformation through that smart retail solution. So I've kind of run through a lot of different technologies. If you follow the portfolio across modern devices, gaming, Windows Mixed Reality, Cortana, and the Internet of Things, you can see that we really are building and selling an amazing array of products together. We are very excited to take that opportunity framework that Nick talked about for growth and innovation, punctuate it with the kind of Windows 10 fall update hero features that Matt and Ann demonstrated, and build and sell great things with you. As we look forward to Computex a year from now, as we stand on this stage again and showcase the great partner innovation, we look forward to reporting back on great successes. Thank you very much. 谢谢.